All right, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the 21st year of Huddle. Let's give a round of applause. Are there any first-time guests here? All right, let's welcome him. Thanks for coming. Glad you're here. Another one? All right. Thanks for coming. Test. We'll get this going here. All right. Let's thank the beautiful ladies over there for serving lunch today. We appreciate you guys. You might have to scream. All right. Let me go ahead and pray for us, and then we'll see how this goes. Father God, just thank you so much for today. Just thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. God, thank you for your kindness today. Lord, we just thank you for creating Huddle through Jim Jacobs 21 years ago. Father, I thank you for this man next to me. I thank you for his life. I thank you for his friendship. I thank you for the heart that you've instilled in him, Lord. We ask you to challenge our minds and our souls, Lord, so that we just don't hear it. We just don't listen, but we go out and do. God, we just thank you for this food. Help it to nourish our souls and our minds, Lord. And we just give this time to you. We love you so much. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Andy. I tell you, I am ill-equipped to be up here. But whatever the message God's got intended for this, it must be pretty good because of all the technology problems we've had today to try and get this thing launched. It must be a pretty good message. And so I know it's not from me. So we're going to get a microphone going here in a second. I'm going to get a question. I want to ask you a question. I'm going to show you a couple slides here. And all right. Thank you. All right. Take a look at some of these items. See if you can tell me what they are. Let's keep scrolling through. We got a couple more. Keep going. Yeah, some of you guys recognize those things. You recognize. One more. Yeah, what are they?
Lures.
Fishing lures. Fishing lures. I'm telling you, fishermen will do some crazy things to catch fish, won't they? All these things up here. I'm a fisherman. I fish bass tournaments. I know some of you guys do. This is one of my tackle boxes. And when we're in a tournament, we will throw everything in this box to try and catch a bass. Amen?
Amen.
Fishermen do crazy things to catch fish. I want to read a passage from the Bible where Jesus talked to a couple fishermen. You're familiar with it, but here's what it says. It's in Matthew 4. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." And at once, they left their nets and they followed him. I love that the Bible says that it calls them, it says they were fishing because they were fishermen. Jesus went to them in their normal, everyday life. They're living an ordinary life, grinding it out, trying to make it day to day. And Jesus came to them where they were, spoke to them in a language and in terms that they would understand. Jesus always meets people where they are, and he speaks to us in language that we can understand. See, these guys were fishermen. So when Jesus said, "I'll make you fishers of men," they knew what he meant. They understood the cost. When he said, "Follow me," they knew better than anyone what it was going to cost them and what that meant. And I want to tell you that Jesus is coming to you in your everyday, normal grind, ordinary life where you think, "I'm just trying to make it day to day." And he's speaking to you. And he's calling you. And he's saying, "Follow me. Hallelujah. And I will make you fishers of men."
Right.
So do you understand what he's asking you? Do you understand what he's asking of each one of us when he says, "Come and follow me and I will make you fishers of men"? Because the truth is, he's not really asking. He's commanding. Here's what he says in Matthew 28. "Then Jesus came to them," the disciples, "and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." Jesus is calling you to be a disciple. It means staying close to him. It means learning from him. It means becoming more like him. John 15 says, "You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." What a promise. What a calling. Jesus is calling you. He's appointed you. And there's a difference between being a disciple, which is what Jesus calls us to, and being a believer.
Amen.
Demons believe. They don't follow Jesus. And we can become passive like that, can't we? Where we can, "I believe in Jesus, but are we living like him? Are we following him? Are we following him like a disciple would?" They gave up. Simon Peter and Andrew gave up everything. Can you imagine somebody walking up to you at your work and saying, "Follow me," and you just log off and walk away? The cost of giving up everything. Are you willing to do that?
It is worth it.
It is worth it. It is worth it. And you may be in a situation or in a heart position where you're going, "You know what? I want to do that. I want to give up everything. I want to be a disciple of Jesus. I want to follow him. What do I need to do?" I'm glad you asked. Here's what Jesus wants you to do. Jesus wants you to cast your net. Andrew and Peter were fishermen. They were casting their nets. When Jesus came up, that's what they were doing. And then Jesus asked them to cast the gospel message, to catch men, to catch their hearts, to spread the gospel so that others could know the hope and peace and joy that comes with serving Jesus.
Amen.
Fishing, whether you're fishing in a bass tournament, fishing at the lake for recreational, or you're on the Sea of Galilee throwing your net in the water, it's risky. It's unpredictable. You don't know the results. But the truth is, fish don't jump into the boat. You've got to cast your net. And the fishermen that were casting their net, Peter and Andrew, they're throwing their net out. And did they catch something on every cast? No. When you're in the fishing tournament, do you catch everything on every cast? No, but you keep casting. You have to keep casting. And in the same way, that's our model for evangelism. We have to take the story of Christ and what it means to each of us in our lives, what He's done for each of us, what He's done for each of you, and speak it out into the world. Share it. It's kind of funny that we don't have any issues telling people and inviting people to go to a restaurant where we had a good meal. Hey, we went to this restaurant last night and it was delicious. You need to try it out sometime. But when it comes to sharing the hope of Jesus, I'm a little hesitant. It's a little hard to do that. So we got to be in a place where we're casting our net all the time. One way to do this is to invite guys to huddle. Huddle is a way that you can introduce people to Christ and help them grow their faith, their discipleship with Jesus. So I want to encourage you to do that. Kind of lost my place here. I'm sorry. Romans 10:13 says this: "For everyone calls on the name of the Lord, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they've not believed in? How can they believe in one of whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they're sent? As it's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." You guys have experienced the good news of huddle. You've experienced the good news of Jesus. You have the hope of the world. Let's not keep it to ourselves. It is so easy to share. But you may say, well, what if I get rejected? I've tried sharing before and I got mocked or I got shut down. Well, there's another thing Jesus wants you to do. You can't worry about the rotten fish. Amen. And I don't mean people are rotten, but it's not your job to make sure that every cast you catch a good fish. What's your job as a fisherman or as a disciple of Jesus? It's to cast. It's to throw it out there. Throw it out there. That's right. So when Peter and Andrew were fishing, they throw their net out there. And it would sink to the bottom, and they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what their catch was going to be. But they pulled it up. They pulled it up. And sometimes it was empty. Just like if you share the gospel at the grocery store, you may come up empty. You never know the seeds that you've planted. But you may come up empty in the moment. But there's other times where Peter and Andrew threw their net out there and pulled it in, and it was so heavy that they needed help pulling it in. You may get to experience that the next time you go to the grocery and share your gospel. Share the gospel. Share your story. Matthew 13 says, "Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. And when it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in the baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So it's not the fisherman's job to make sure every fish was good. It's the fisherman's job to make sure that we keep our net in the water. Now, I want to be careful with this, because that passage right there, we could weaponize that. We could turn it into a weapon and an us versus them, where, well, if you don't accept it, well, you're just going to burn in hell. I'm sorry. You know, and we just go. That's not the heart of Jesus. That's not a heart of compassion. That's not the heart of sharing the gospel. Our heart should break for a person that rejects us and rejects the gospel. So our job is to keep the net in the water. So when you invite people to huddle, when you invite other guys to huddle, there's going to be some guys that are going to say, "I'm not going to that." And there's going to be some that are going to say, "Oh yeah, I'll come. I'll be there next week." And then they're not going to show up. And there's going to be some that go, I haven't heard about that. What is it? You're going to describe it to them. And they're going to be so excited to think that they can come and hang out with men and hear about Jesus and grow closer to Jesus. That's like pulling up your net and having a whole big load of fish.
Hallelujah.
That's a sweet, sweet feeling. What else do you need to do to be the best fishers of men that you can be? You need to repair your net. You need to repair your net. Jesus called Peter and Andrew to come and follow him. He went up there, and Jesus saw Peter and Andrew fishing. And he called them, and he said, follow me. And they dropped their nets, and they came. Right after that, in Matthew 4:21, it says this. A little farther up the shore, Jesus saw two brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father Zebedee, repairing their nets. And he called them to come too. Oh, some translations say repairing, some say mending, some say preparing. Because fishing with a net takes a toll on the net. It catches rocks, it catches dirt, it catches fish, and it just wears out. They take a beating, and you have to take time to care for your nets. What does that mean for us? That means we got to make sure that our hearts are strong. That we're staying close to God. That we are staying prayerful. That we are encouraged and motivated to share the gospel because we remember what Jesus did for us. When you share the gospel with other people, you may get caught on a rock. You may get turned down. You may get rejected. You may get mocked. But you may have someone. Not may, you will. You will have someone that receives the message and receives the hope. And you can lead them to Jesus and into a life of joy and freedom. That makes the fishing worth it. You can use huddle as a means to build your own faith and to repair your own net. You can come to huddle each week and you may be dry. You may be depleted. You may be tired. And huddle is like pulling up to the gas tank and sitting at a table with other guys who may feel that same way or whose tank is full and they're ready to share theirs with you. You want to share that with other men. So I want to encourage you to repair your net. Mend your net. Prepare your net. Because you have to cast again. You got to do it again. You got to keep casting. Every fisherman knows they have to keep their line in the water. Every fisherman has to keep their net in. Even when you're rejected, you got to cast again. You got to share the gospel again. You have to love again. You have to reach out again. Jesus is dependent on us. We can't live off today's fantastic catch or yesterday's horrible failures. Because tomorrow, we're going to cast again. We're going to be on the water casting again. Lamentations, great is thy faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every morning. And when you don't give up, you get better. You get better at it. And when you don't give up, the reward is amazing. This is what it means to be a fishers of men. You don't need to be from a specific culture or a class or an educational background. You don't have to have a personality type, particular personality type, or you don't have to be on staff at a church to share the gospel, to share your message. What you need to be is willing to share, to be patient, to work through rejection, mend your heart when it's hurt, cast again, because the cast leads to the catch. How many of you feel like you're not equipped to be a disciple? You feel like, well, I don't know enough about the Bible. My faith isn't strong enough. And you're afraid, I'm afraid somebody's going to ask me a question I can't answer. Probably all of us. All of us feel that to some degree. And we have to overcome the belief. We have to deny those words and that lie that says we're not good enough. Because you are. You are. You can cast. And again, the cast leads to the catch. Because the invitation is not the destination. It's the invitation to follow me. The invitation to follow me is the introduction to making disciples of all nations. So it's the starting point. Jesus took his disciples, and it was a process. He showed them how to become fishers of men. And it starts with sharing the gospel. It is casting your net into the water, getting your line into the water, and reeling. And the catch, there's times, Stan will attest to this, he's watched me do this, to catch a pretty decent sized fish, and I lose it. Because I didn't have as much experience at how to properly fight a fish and land a fish. But the more I've caught, the more I cast, the more practiced I became, the more fish I land. Same as you. You cast your net. You cast your line out. That leads to creating disciples. That leads to relationships where you can lead people to Christ, and then you help them grow into Christ. Are you willing to do that? That's the big question. The high cost of come and follow me is a question where are we willing to give up everything to follow Jesus? Are we willing to take off the bib and put on an apron? Are we willing to worry less about our own preferences or the things that we like or the things that we want? And we put on an apron and we start thinking more about what other people need. We start recognizing the things in their life that we can introduce Jesus into where they will cling to Him, not to us. Where they will follow Him, not us. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I want to give you an example. 20 years ago, Stan Reber and Pastor Jim Jacobs came out of a great banquet weekend. And God impressed on their heart that weekend, like, we need to do a men's Bible study for the community. We need to help men grow in their faith. 20 years later, we're sitting in this meeting because Jim and Stan cast their net. They were prepared. Their net was prepared. They keep it healthy. And 20 years later, the way God moved is moving today. Amen. I'm so grateful for the way God moved 20 years ago and for what He's doing today. Amen. And God will do for you whatever He calls you to.
That's right.
He won't call you to do something that you can't do. But when you're dependent on Him, then He gets all the glory because you're like, oh, there's no way I did that. How in the world did that happen?
Amen.
How did that happen? So, the world needs us. The world needs you. As every nation endures changes and crises, catastrophes, and it's pretty uncertain times right now.
Amen.
We don't need people to go to church. We need a church to get to the world, to carry the gospel, to walk out of a huddle message or huddle meeting, carry the gospel into your workplace, into your family, into your neighborhoods, take it into your church. It's not about huddle. It's about Jesus. And when you recognize that people have a need for salvation, they have a need for the joy, for the freedom, that will inspire you to make sure your net's ready, to cast it again. 1 Corinthians 9 says this, "Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I'm not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some." That's us. That's us doing what we can. A fisherman has to monitor the conditions when they're fishing. And they may have had a great catch today, but tomorrow water color's different. Wind's different, temperature's different, current is different, and you're monitoring that all the time, and you're going to choose a bait based on all those conditions. God needs you to monitor the conditions around you, to recognize what people need physically, spiritually, emotionally, and then God needs you to respond, to pay attention to where they are, to what they're doing. He needs you to care for people, to love people, to use every crazy lure in the tackle box to catch some. That's what he needs. That's what followers of Christ do. And Jesus promises, "I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." So you know you're not doing it alone. You're not going alone. So you got to go. You got to cast your net. You can't worry about the rotten fish. You got to make sure your nets are strong and ready for a big catch. And you got to cast again. You got to get back out on that water and throw it out there, anticipating what God's going to do. Amen? Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, I want to thank you so much for what you did for us, where you died on a cross so that we could have salvation, that we could have eternity with you, that we could have joy and freedom while we're here, and the ultimate peace and love when we're not. God, thank you so much for these men. Thank you for Huddle. Thank you for Pastor Jim and for Stan, for what they did 20 years ago. You moved, God, and you're moving today to know that there is a group of pastors in the room across the hallway praying for these men, praying for Huddle, praying for our community every week, God. You're moving, and I pray you answer their prayer. God, move in our hearts. Give us the confidence to share the gospel, to share our story and our experience with you so that others, some, may come to know you, God. Glorify you, God. I thank you so much. Bless it. Bless these men, God. Do the work that only you can. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So what's next? Andy, you want to hit that slide there? Talk about these questions at your table. There's invitation cards on the tables. Take some of those with you and hand those out this week. You want to share what you've heard today with the other men that you know. And then also, if you hit one more slide, we send out a weekly email if you're interested in getting that. If you'll ping us at kokomohuddle@gmail.com, we'll make sure you get on the list. You hear about this every week. Thanks. God bless you.